In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Epiphany, along with Easter, is one of the oldest dominical feasts in the church year. In it, we celebrate the revelation of Christ as God. This feast has historically been associated with a number of texts, including the baptism of Jesus at the Jordan, the changing of water into wine, or as in our tradition, the coming of the Magi. But as we read Matthew's account of the coming of the Magi, he leaves us with a disturbing question. The wise men show up, they offer Jesus riches, and they fall down and worship him. Isn't this exactly the world's view of what a king should be? He receives foreign dignitaries, they serve him, they give him money. Maybe Herod was right. Maybe Jesus is that kind of king with the kind of power that Herod has. But as we continue through Matthew's gospel, we begin to suspect that perhaps the wise men were not so wise. They show up at the wrong place. They have to ask where the one born king of the Jews is. And when they return to their country, they're about to go report to Herod what they found, except that an angel warns them to return home another way. And most importantly, they bring Jesus the wrong kind of gifts. They bring him the kind of gifts that an earthly king would expect. They bring him riches. But this is a king not of riches. It is a king who wears a crown of thorns. A king whose scepter is used to strike him on the head. A king who reigns from the cross. This, apparently, the wise men did not understand. And yet, God reveals himself to them. And so there's hope for us as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.